The sweeping charges unveiled against Huawei and its chief financial officer this week is just one element in what's been a big week for China's relationship with the United States. As well, American intelligence officials bluntly described China as a big threat to US interests, and today high-level talks to resolve the two nations' trade war wrapped up in Washington. So what is going on in the way Western allies like Australia are approaching the Chinese government, ruled by President Xi Jinping, the most powerful Chinese leader since Mao? Well, David Mulroney is a former Canadian ambassador to Beijing. He told our North America correspondent James Glenday there has been a fundamental shift.
I think what we're seeing now is really something that we have all contributed to. This is not, you know, the first time we've been warned about China's intentions or China's cyber espionage or other forms of intellectual property theft. This has been a long time. But because in case after case, year after year, we've all tended to look the other way, we're now dealing with a problem when it's much bigger, much more consequential, and much harder to resolve.
Do you think that we've entered a new era of China's relationship with the West in recent months? Has the ground fundamentally now shifted?
I think that has happened. And I think the change is probably overdue. Say what you will about Mr. Trump, he has pursued his China policy, I think, in a way that's a bit more steadfast than previous presidents. He has shown a willingness to confront the Chinese in ways that they have not been confronted for a long, long time. That, in turn, is, I think, prompting the Chinese and President Xi to be even more assertive.
On that, a couple of years ago, China was talked about in Canada, in Australia, in America, as this great new economic opportunity, the center of the Asian century. Now, within a very short space of time, it's regularly accused of theft, mentioned alongside Russia as a major threat. How do you think Western allies should be approaching Beijing?
Well, I saw this firsthand. My last posting in China started in 2009. And we've been dealing with a China under the last president, Hu Jintao, and certainly under this one, that seems to believe all the best things that are written about it. And the only way forward is, I think, for countries to engage in a bit of a sharing, you know, what's happened to you, what's happened to us, to think very patiently about how we communicate to China, what our expectations are. For years, we've worried about ganging up on China, and I think that has led us to avoid this kind of conversation. And that's where she, the president of China, is probably most vulnerable, because as powerful as he is, he's vulnerable to the accusation that he's pushed too hard, too far, too fast, and that there is a backlash growing from countries that China tends to respect. And when it begins to hear that repeated call, although it won't admit it publicly, it resonates in Beijing.
David Mulroney is a former Canadian ambassador to Beijing, speaking there with our North America correspondent, James Glenday.